V'hakol na'asalidei hatzadiku emes. And we learned in that chapter in Likutei Moharan that who's the one who's able to do all of this? Who's the one who's able to raise the malchus from Amalek and all of this? The tzadik emes. Shehu bechinas kohen isha chesed. We find many times in Sifrei Kabbalah and Chassidus that tzadik is called the kohen. And kohen stands for chesed. Ki sif se kohen yishmeru das v'toyri yavakshim yipiu. A rabbi is compared to a kohen. The pasuk gives him the nickname kohen over there. And we know that kohen is always chesed. Kohen is chesed. Levi is gvura. We mentioned many times. Shehu mate klapei chesed tamid. Because the true tzaddik is always leaning to the right. He's always favoring the chesed. Umoitze toiv b'chol echad miYisrael. He's the one who's able to find good in every yid. He's the one who is most adept at finding those good hairs that we spoke about earlier, those chut asayros, the good points. Even if they're as thin as hairs, he's able to identify those hairs within each and every yid. This is what gives the tzaddik the ability to cure all yidden that need a cure, even the most ill person. Because the tzaddik never gives up hope on a person. He always is able to find the good points, those hairs. Dahainu, what did we say are the hairs? Dahainu mashamenatek atzmai mirala toiv kesara. The fact, if he sees a Jew make the tiniest move, even a hair, away from evil. That instead of eating 3 kilo of treif a day, he's eating 2.99999. A tzaddik can look in that and can say, look Hashem, look how much he loves you. He's prepared to, he's trying, he's making an effort. That's what gives the tzaddik the ability to draw sechel and tzimtzumim into that person. To the point where the tzaddik eventually is able to shine hasogas alakus, understanding of Hashem, into that person. As was brought in the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moharan, shezehu ikar gedulas hatzaddik. This is the main greatness of the tzaddik. When he's able to take the most ill Jew and cure him. Because the more ill a person is, the greater a doctor he needs, the greater a tzaddik. This tikkun of being able to cure the most ill Jew and all of this, the time that's most opportune for it is the Yemei Ha'omer. She'oz meir b'chinas omer noke. That's when this pure white wool, we said that in the Novi, it says that Kaviyochol, Hashem's hair, looked like this pure white wool. The hairs of Hashem, Kaviyochol. Shehu bechinas sarois kedoshos elyonos. This refers to these holy, heavenly hairs. Sheheim rachmim elyonim ma'oid ma'oid. Which the Arizal says, over there, Kaviyochol, I believe it's talking about the hair of Hashem's beard. Kaviyochol, Kaviyochol. And the Arizal explains that that's referring to the highest level of kindness that exists. Rachmim Elyonim. Because we know that you can always tell, we mentioned that, a grandparents, the white hair, the white beard of the grandfather, you know, the grandfatherly look, which means peace and love, you know, the epitome of love and kindness. The Gemara says that on Shavuos, Hashem appeared to the Yidden, Kizokin Mole Rachmim, as an elderly person filled with kindness, that whiteness of the beard. So we see that it represents hairs that symbolize the highest level of rachmanis. Till now, we've been using the word sarois to refer to tzimtzumim, kelim. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is making another use of the same item that we find in a different place in the Torah, where there's certain types of hairs that represent the most ultimate kindness. Shehein mamtikim kol hadinim v'chol hagvurois hanechozim batzimtzumim anam. This represents the kindness that's able to sweeten and eliminate all the harshness and midas adin that's found within this constriction, shemamshichim kol yemei ha'omer, which were involved in dealing with these tzimtzumim throughout the 49 days of the Omer. The Alkain, I think that Rav Nosson Zal doesn't say it here at all, but again, I hope this isn't Purim Torah, but very possibly that this is why during the Yemei Sfira we don't cut, you know, you don't take any haircut. Because we're makbid on the saris not to cut the hairs in any way, because this is the time that there are certain unusual tikkunim taking place that are all bechinas saris. Rav Moshe Zalman explained that the saris with the tzimtzumim and the saris represent this super rachmim. All of this is taking place during these 49 days of the Yomim. For b'shvil zeh meisu chof dalet elef talmidei Rabbi Akiva bimei hoimer. Based on what we've explained now, till now, you can understand why the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away bedafka during this period of time. Al shaloi nohagu kovoid zeh bo zeh. The Gemara says because they didn't treat each other with the proper respect. V'lo yehoyo beineihem ahavu. And there wasn't love between them. Kiheim kogmu bahasaroi sanal. Obviously, they were poigim in these hairs that we spoke about earlier, about a Jew being able to find that the other guy has even a chut asair of good in him. Ki bevadai hoyu tzadikim. The students of Rabbi Akiva were most definitely tzadikim. Ach hapegam shelohem hoyo shoholchu betoikif midas sadin. The mistake that they made, in a sense, was that they went with the full measure of din. There was no compromise by them. There was no justifying anything. It was just, this is wrong, this is bad. Don't give me any speed, don't tell me that there's a little bit of good. It's all bad, that kind of thing. V'histakel kol echad b'chaveroi al hara sheloi. Each one of them looked at the other one and focused on the bad. V'lo yistaklu al hatoiv shebechol echad. They weren't looking for and looking deeply enough to see the good in each one. Who? This isn't us children here. This is the biggest tzaddikim. We're talking about Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, and yet the Yetzirah. This is how hard this is how powerful the Yetzirah is. He was able to get these super, super learned rabbis to make this mistake. That's how vulnerable Yidden are to this mistake, that the biggest tzaddikim could do it. And this is what caused resentments and hate and dislike among them. Now you can understand why, out of all the seasons of the year for them to die in, Hashem chose this period of time to wipe out those 24,000. Because we said that during these 49 days, the main tikkun that's supposed to be happening is happening based on hairs. Rav Nosson Zal had explained earlier that when we talk about looking for the good in a person, it means if you see the person is 1,000,000,000% bad, but you see him moving a width of a hair towards good, you gotta be able to see already, oh, there's something to work with, there's something good there. Rav Nosson says, if you're able to identify a chut hasaira of good in a yid, then you're able to make him into a keli through which you can draw hasogas alakus. The big, big tzaddikim were able to do this the right way. They were able to use every single yid as a keli through which they were able to suck in hasogas lakus, because they made kalim and kalim and kalim. They didn't discard. A guy wants to build a house. He needs bricks. So he gets a shipment of bricks. So you get one guy, he looks at the shipment. Look at this. This one's broken. This one's no good. He throws away all the bricks and the house doesn't get built. And another guy says, yeah, but it is broken, but I'll use it over there. Over there, this angle that isn't so important. And this one I'll use over there. And he gets a whole house built from these broken bricks. He builds a house which people, he's talented enough. He has enough chachman sechel to know exactly how to align it where to sub onto a layman, he won't even notice the cracks. And he'll build a whole house from it. Exactly. Even Moasu Aboinim Hoysel Rosh Pina. It says in Hallel that there's a stone which all the builders discarded it, and it was made into a cornerstone. This is refers to the Jewish souls are compared to stones. There's a pasuk in Eichot Tishtapechna Avnei Kodesh Barosh Kol Chutzos. The holy stones were strewn in the streets. You know, referring to the Jews being killed out. So Rav Moshe Zal explains that you have certain neshamas of Jews that are lopsided, not just lopsided, but it's messed up, it's so out of whack. Every corner is upside down and inside, mamash, the thing is twisted as ridiculously as you can possibly imagine. And every other tzaddik that takes a look at it says, this one, there's nothing you can do with it, they discard it. And it's the tzaddik Emes looks at it, and he turns it not just into part of the building, He's able to make it into Rosh Pina, the cornerstone of the whole building. That's how talented he is. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ki be'emes, listen carefully, he's going to make a very important point now. Ki be'emes, lahamshich hasoge selukus, srichim kelim rabim, ki yadua. If a person wants to draw knowledge of Hashem into himself or into the world, you need a lot of kelim. Hashem is billions and trillions and zillions of volts. We know that when you're dealing with something like that, you better have enough receiving items, because if any of that, if you try to put all of that into one receiver, it'll blow it, you know, to smithereens. So you gotta have billions and trillions of kelim into which to put those billions of units of light so that they'll hold it. It'll hold. Alkein, Srichen Lozek, Kibbutz Yisrael, Kedoshim Harbe. Therefore, you need a large assemblage of Yidden, Sheyiskapzu Yachad, Lidroishes Hashem Ulavakshoi, that should gather together to seek out Hashem, to be seeking out Hashem together, a large group of people who are united in this seeking out Hashem. Kibbekol Echot Yisrael, Yesh Bechinas Nekuda Toivo, Mashe'ein Bechaveroi. Because the thing is all stresses. Each and every single Jew has something that another Jew does not have. Rav Nosson Zal says, that unique item that's found in each Jew, that's not found in another Jew, that's the keli. That's the thing that the tzaddik uses as a keli, to use that guy to draw Hasogas Lakus into the world. Because again, if it's in something that two people are sharing, so you're getting it already from this guy. You have no rishus to get it from this guy. If I come with a claim, a person comes to a welfare place, and he brings his two dots, say, look, this is here, I want my check. They look, okay, fine, here, you get $222. Fine, he takes it, walks away, comes back a minute later with the same two dots, say, hood, and says, okay, I'm here to get my check. They say, but we gave you. No, you didn't get, you gave me, no, we gave this to that, say, hood. We gave this thing. If this is you, to this we're going to give only once. But if the guy brings a different to that, say, a different picture, different pictures, a different, justifies a different, another unit of money. Lahavdil, by Hashem, in order for a tzaddik to have the right to draw Hasogas Lakus into the world, he's got to bring a new to that each time. He's got to bring a new customer. If you can show me a new person gets a new package of knowledge of Hashem. If it's just the same other, it's the same guy, it doesn't necessarily justify getting new Hasogas Lakus, new Chidushe Torah. The Chidushe Torah are according to the Nefoshos. If a tzaddik is able to show the unique good in each and every single Jew, he deserves to get a unique portion of Torah for that Jew. For each Jew that comes to the tzaddik sees the good in and identifies the good and, you know, and connects to that good. The person benefits, number one, because once he found good in him, he'll be able to make him. And the tzaddik benefits, because that's how a tzaddik is able to get portions of Torah, of light, from Hashem. He's got to show kusla. He's got to, how do you get money from Bituch? You got to show, I have 9 kids in my family. I have 3 kids in my family. I have 2 kids. Each one according to how much he has. This is why it was impossible for the Yidden to receive the Torah on Shavuos until a certain number of Jews got together. It required 600,000 people united. This is what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says, one rabbi said, I learned a lot from my rabbis, and more from my colleagues, and more than anything from my students. More than anything from my students. That the rabbi was able to get most knowledge by how many students he had. This is why the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, advice to rabbis. Teach a lot of students. Get yourself a lot of students? Because according to how many students you have, that's how much Torah Hashem is going to give you. But it's not enough just to have a lot of students. Because you have one yeshiva that's got 1,000 Talmidim, and this yeshiva has 400. Which is a more powerful yeshiva? It's the one with the largest quantity of students. the most important thing that's necessary for this whole machinery to work is that there must be love and unity among the students. Bechinas ahava sachaverin. There has to be an ahava among the students of the tzaddik. The Arizal spoke about this Talmidim. He warned Reb Chaim Vitalzal that my whole success in being able to teach you Kabbalah is going to be dependent on if you guys stick together. And there was a story with the Arizal that one time on an Erev Shabbos, he told his Talmidim, come, we're going to bring Moshiach. We're headed to Yerushalayim. And there was a drop of disunity. Some of them said, we have to ask our wives. Some were ready to go, and some said, we have to ask our wives. And the Arizal, and as soon as he heard that, he said, he hit his head and said, oi, we lost it. We lost it. He's not going to be able to come this generation. The fact that there was a disunity, the fact that they didn't say, as one, we're with you, we're right behind you, they lost it. She'ikar kabolas ha-toiro ho-ya-i-de-zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says this was the main ingredient and the main reason why for kabolas ha-toiro, for the Jews receiving on Torah and Har-Sinai. The fact that there were 600,000 of them and the fact that they were united. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ohor. It says the Jews rested opposite Mount Sinai, and it says Vayichan. It doesn't say Vayachanu, they rested. It says Vayichan, which is singular. Upirish Rashi says, Kulam Ke'ish Echad. The reason why it refers to it as singular is because they were like one person. There was no disunity. There was no guy saying, I want the window open and I want the window closed, and I want this, I want more Gemara, and I want more Chumash. Ve'ikar ho'ahavo. Rav Nosson Zal explains that in order to love someone, it doesn't have to be that you see that person as being 100% good, or 90% good, or 20% good. The ikar ahavo is sarois. A person has to train themselves to be able to love someone if you're able to find one good hair in that person. Through the ability to block out the bad of a person, not to look at the evil of a person, rak mishtadlin b'chol koichay limsay boitoy, but rather to put in every effort possible and necessary to find the good. Afilu im nidmeloy sherosay rabba, even if it appears to you that this person has tons of bad, afal pikein still yechapes, search v'yimtza, and find boy in that person, saros toivo, is good hairs. At least find some good hair. Not a hand, not a foot, not a nose. We're talking about a hair. Find a couple of good hairs. Al koponu kanal. V'al kein talmidei Rabbi Akiva shepogmu bozeh, al kein meisu bimei hoimer daika. This is why Rabbi Akiva's students who were poigim in this, it's bedafka during the time of the Omer that they died, because the time of the Omer is this time when we're looking for these, the tikkun of the tzimtzum, the tikkun of these hairs. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Hoyo HaTikun Shelhen. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his students were the Tikun for Rabbi Akiva's students. As he said in the Zohar Kodesh, Al Kain Omar, therefore he said, Anan B'Chavivus Atalia. We are dependent on love. Our success depends on the love between us. Hainu Kanal, exactly as we said before, that's the most important ingredient for a yeshiva, for a kibbutz, for a group of people to be matzliach in being zechet to hasoga selikus, heavenly wisdom. You need kelim, you need a lot of kelim, and the kelim are the saros. The more hairs of good you able to find, you're producing those kelim into which the hasoga selikus. And if there aren't enough, if people aren't finding those saros, if Rabbi Akiva was generating billions of watts of light, the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was like Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a machlokes whether he was equal to Moshe Rabbeinu or superior to Moshe Rabbeinu in Chochmah. So he was pumping out billions of watts. If they were ignoring the kelim, if each one was looking and saying this one's a zero and this one's a zero, then there weren't enough kelim. So he blew them away. He blew them. If there weren't enough kelim for the light to go into, kaboom, it exploded. Why, in this famous story in the Gemara of the incident between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, the rabbi who was instrumental in causing hundreds of new benches to be added to the Beis Medrash was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. Sheshoal Oisei Talmid, the Gemara says in Brachos, one of the students asked a question, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Oichoivo, Davening Mariv, is that mandatory or is it optional? And the Gemara says that he asked this question because he knew that in this item, two rabbis were in disagreement. One was the chief rabbi, and one was the most learned rabbi, Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua. So he went to Rav Gamliel and he said, what's your opinion? And he said, my opinion is that it's this. He went to Rav Yeshua, my opinion is this. He went back to Rav Gamliel and said, you know, not everybody accepts your opinion. So the next day, when all the rabbis gathered in the Beis Midrash, Rav Gamliel got up and publicly said, I say this is the halacha, so who disagrees? And he embarrassed Rav Yeshua in public in front of all the Talmidim. So this caused a rebellion, and the rabbis got together and they said, we have to change Nasis. Who should we put in? Should we make Rav Yeshua the Nasi? Because he's the most learned. Can't, it would be too much of a slap in the face. That would be too much. To take the one who was the opposing, make him, can't do that. Should we make Rabbi Akiva? Can't, because he doesn't have family background. And to be the Nasi, you have to have family background. Because Rabbi Akiva comes from Gerim. Should we make this one? No, because they finally decided on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But they said the problem with him is that he's only 18 years old. Even though he had the knowledge, he was learned enough to be the Jew, but he had no white beard. So the Gemara says a miracle happened, that night he went home, came back the next morning with a white beard. Hashem made him look older, so that he should be capable of taking over the position of Nasi. And the Gemara goes on saying what happened, Rabbi Gamliel went and asked forgiveness, a whole sipur. This goes on for about 2 pages in the Gemara. And the last line, the Gemara says, by the way, who was this student that triggered off this whole nuclear explosion? It was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is what the Gemara says. Rav Moshe Zal says, this isn't coincidence. In fact, Rabbi Shimon Yochai is the one who triggered off this whole war, which changed the entire policy in the yeshiva that was going on in those days. Because the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, when he took over as Nasi, he put a watchman, a guard, at the gate to the yeshiva. And anybody that wanted to come into the yeshiva, first they said, who are you? Who are you? What are you? Who can verify that you're very religious, that you shem Shabbos? Which hashkocha do you eat? Are you badatz? Are you not? All the different questions. And as a result, he kept many people out of the yeshiva. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Yochai staged this whole thing, and as a result, as soon as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over, the first thing he did was fire the guard. No guards. Yeshivas don't have guards. Whoever wants to come is welcome. And the Gemara says that day they added 800 benches to the yeshiva. That's how many new Talmidim came in. There's two opinions. One rabbi says they added 400 benches. One rabbi says 800 benches. So continuing, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki lo hiskimu im Rav Gamliel, because the rabbis did not agree with Rav Gamliel's policy. She'omar Rav Gamliel, who said, Kol Talmud shein toichoi kebaroi al yikones lebeis ha-medrash. Any student whose insides don't match his outsides can't come into the Beis Medrash. Meaning, if a guy's going to put on a chassidah shahat and a long coat, we're not going to let him in just for that. We want to know who he is. We want to check him out and ask him questions and everything. Investigate before we take someone into the yeshiva. We want to see, is he a phony? Is he just dressing the part, but he's not really, really holding by that kind of strictness in all aspects of Yiddishkeit or not? So he said, if ein toichoi kebaroi, if his insides don't match his outside, we're not letting him in. So they disagreed with that. As soon as they got rid of Rav Gamliel, they got rid of the guard too. No more shemrim. This immediately added 400 benches of Talmidim to the Beis Medrash. The Gemara says that on that day, an incredible quantity of new Torah was learned in the Beis Medrash. The Amru Sham, the Gemara says, Tana, we learned Edios, Boisai Hayoim Nishne. The Edios, he bechirta the Kula Shas, Kamay Sham Razal. There's a Gemara in Shas called Mesechta Edios. It's only Mishnayis, it's not Gemara. It's called Edius. The Gemara says that's the choicest Masechta in the entire Shas. It's the, because the word Edius in Aramaic means the best. When you have property, you have choice real estate, medium real estate, and the worst real estate. If you recall your Bab Metzia, there's Edius, Beninus, and Ziburis. Edius means the best. This Gemara is called Edius because the Gemara says what happened on that day was they got hundreds of new Talmidim into the Beis Medrash, and they made an announcement. Anybody who ever heard something from his rabbi test where he can testify. Abus means testimony. Testify to something his rabbi said, let him get up and say it. And the Gemara says, each one of the people that came into the Beis Medrash had a list of what to say. And they this was mamish, this wasn't their own Chidushei Torah. These were things that they heard from their rabbi, who had heard from his rabbi, who heard going back to Moshe Rabbeinu like. And the Gemara says, this was the most spectacular yontif for Klal Yisrael that day. That each person brought in new items that they had heard from their Rebbe that people had forgotten. In every class, you have 30 students. The best Talmud remembers 80% of what the rabbi said. The other ones remember 2%. But it's very often that the 20% that the best student didn't catch, there's another guy there who was a small student, not a big shot, and yet he heard something that the other one didn't. And when they brought these guys into the Beis Medrash, each one of them added missing pieces to the Torah that the rabbis didn't have at that time that were brought in. Kidaika al yedei riboy talmidim nizgalu halochos lamaisa harbe moed. Because it's specifically by adding all of these new talmidim that they were able to reveal new pieces of Torah that were mamish halocha lamaisa. Shezeh inyan mesechta edius. This is the whole concept of that mesechta called mesechta edius. Shezehu ha'ikara. Because this is the most important type of Torah. Out of all the different types of learning that there is, the most choshev type of learning is kishemisaprim hatalmidim mirabon kol echod veechod halocha lamaisa. When students tell over what they heard from their Rebbe, Rabbi Rosenfeld said, you know, that person tells over what he heard from his Rebbe halocha lamaisa, dehainu hadiburim kedoshim sheshoma mimenu lamaisa, things that he heard from his Rebbe where his Rebbe told him a clear halocha. What the Rebbe's response was when I asked him questions about my illness, my spiritual illness, my ruchnius illness, and how far I am from Hashem, what advice he gave me, what halacha, what did he tell me to do to bring myself closer to Hashem? Ve'eich ube'ezeh derech gilgalimoi, and in what manner the Rebbe, how he conducted himself with me to be able to help me come back to Hashem. Shemeelu hasipurim yochel kol echod lohoven ulahaskil eitzoy sudrochem leskavla shemizborach. Whereby when Talmidim tell over these stories, when they tell over that we had this incident and I asked my Rebbe and he said this and this, these are things that everybody can learn from. When people hear these things, they're able to learn a tremendous amount from hearing what happened with this student and his rabbi. Ad sheyizkel asogas alakus. To the point where this becomes a vehicle to be zochet asogas alakus, to be zochet to understand Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas mesechta edius. This is the whole concept of this mesechta called edius. Shehi b'chirta. The Gemara calls it b'chirta de shas, the choicest statements in shas. Sheneschapra meho edus. Shehi et kol echod ma sheshoma mirabo yaloch lamaisa. Which this mesechta came into being by each Talmud that got up and said, I want to give testimony of what I heard from my Rebbe, what I heard him say. V'chein hu b'darchi avodas Hashem. And the same thing applies in Musa. When it comes to becoming frum and becoming inspired for religion, the most powerful things are when people are able to tell over what they heard from their Rebbe, an incident that they had, where they were weak in a certain area of Yiddishkeit, tikkun abris, or this, that, and how their Rebbe gave them advice or how he helped them to pull out of it, that kind of thing. Ki ikar yegias hatzadik ho'emes hu lahamshich hasoges elikus b'talmidov b'drochem nifloam. We said this before, that the main function of a tzaddik emes is not to sit in his room and learn Kabbalah. The most important function of him is to be able to give over hasagas alakus to his students, to give over understanding of Hashem to his talmidim, bedrochim niflom, in wondrous ways, ad sheyuchlu lohoyer betalmideihem or betalmidei talmideihem, to the point where these students are able to go out and make new students, and those students make new students until Moshiach's coming. Ad shekulam yedu es Hashem, to the point where everybody will get to know about Hashem, where these students go out and tell other people, and they tell other people. V'hatzadik b'chayim chiyusoi yoidea b'hasagosoi hatsumo eich ledaberem kol echad v'yechad kanal. The tzaddik, while he's physically living, knows how to talk to each and every single person. He knows how to deal with each person differently. Avol achar istalkusoi. Whereas after the tzaddik has passed away, ikar chiyusenu al yedei kibbutz talmidov yachad Lidvorim Shebekusha, the main chius of the world, how the world is able to draw a chius from a tzaddik who passed away, is when his talmidim get together for a dover Shebekusha, for a sudas yartzeit, for a yantif, or for this, they get together. The chol echot misoira la shem izborach kifi anekuda toivo sher bo tzaddik, and each one of them has inspiration that he has through the good that the tzaddik shined into him. Each one of them heard certain things from the tzaddik that inspired him that other people didn't hear necessarily. The kol echot misaper ma sheshoma v'ro mimenu, and each one of the talmidim tells over to the other talmidim what he heard or what he saw. Vaydezeh yecholim lahachyos es kol hoylam kulay, and through this they're able to give life to the whole world. This is the story of Rav Nosson Zal, who sat at Rabbeinu Zal's shiur number one, plus he spoke to Rabbeinu Zal so much privately. And what did he do after Rabbeinu Zal died? He looked to gather together, to even gather together people who would be willing to listen and to share with them what he heard from Rabbeinu Zal, and store everything, the stories, the details, and he taught it to his talmidim, and those talmidim went and made more talmidim. And today you have 4,000, 5,000 people coming for Rosh Hashanah, all because the tzaddik's Torah was kept alive and given over from one to the other. V'zehu b'chinas hilula de Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai bar Yochai. Now you can understand the tremendous simcha, the chasana of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, she'osin b'lag b'omer, which we celebrate on Lag B'omer, she'oz nistalik, which is the day that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal passed away. And you have the obvious question, aren't we supposed to cry on the day that a tzaddik passed away? What are we celebrating? What are we laughing about? What's so great? Ki ikra hasimcha ma shezuchinu shehisher lanu hashora kedoisha kazois. Our main joy is in the fact that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal left us this wonderful treasure, Shehem Sifrei HaZohar HaKadosh, which are all the different sections of the Zohar HaKadosh. Shaydezeh Nizkeh LaHasodos HaLakus. It's through this sefer that a Jew can be zeichet to get to understand Hashem. Ki kol Sifrei HaZohar, because all the different books of the Zohar HaKadosh, all the different sections of the Zohar HaKadosh, Hem Tikunim VeKelim SheHemshichu BaRoiv HaSakos HaMakdoshah, represent Kalim that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal and his Talmidim were able to draw Elokus from Hashem and put it into these pages, into these words. Each word contains Hashem in it. Shaydezeh Nizgel HaSogas Elokus, through which we can be zeichet get to understand Hashem. Shezehu Kol Darkei HaKabbalah HaKdoshah Shegilu Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai VeTalmidov. That's the whole concept behind these secrets of Kabbalah that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal and his Talmidim revealed. V'alkein, and this is why it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, B'zohar do yifkon min galusa, that it's this sefer that's going to help take the Yidden out of Golus. This is what's going to get the Yidden out of Golus. This is what's going to make Mashiach come. V'yikuyam, and it'll become kimei tseis chom eretz Mitzrayim erenu neflois, that just as when Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, there were miracles, so too through the Zohar HaKadosh, through the study of the Zohar HaKadosh, is going to come the final gula, and there's going to be these miracles. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains. In other words, this pasuk says that the gula of Moshiach, that just like when Moshe Rabbeinu took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, there were wonders, so too when Moshiach comes, there's going to be wonders. Rav Nosson Zal says, I don't understand. What's the comparison? What's the key? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, which this sefer, the Zohar Kodesh, is going to take the Yidden out of the future gulas? Hainu. Kemoi biyitzias Mitzrayim, shehoiso hagula al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, al yidei shegila lanu oz hasogas alakuz bedrochem nifloim. Just as when the Jews left Mitzrayim, what made it happen? What made it happen was that Moshe Rabbeinu taught them about Hashem. He taught them hasogas alakuz. And that's what made the miracles happen, that's what made everything happen that got them out of Mitzrayim. Kimavoyer betchilas haTorah now, as is explained in the beginning of Torah Lamed in Likutei Moran that we're dealing with. Kemoikein ato begolos achron hazeh. So too in this golos that we're in today, shekoshe v'koveid yoiser, which is much worse than Mitzrayim. The suffering that we have in golos today is much worse. Avol barachamov yigolenu al yidei kol hasisrei toiro shegilu rashbi v'chaveirov. But Hashem's with his kindness is going to take us out of Golus through the teachings of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal and his friends. Shehem Kalim Vitzimtzuim Lasod HaSilukulis. Because it's their teachings that represent these Kalim that are filled with understanding of Hashem. Shaydeze Iker Refuas HaNefesh UGe'uloso BeGashmius VeRuchnius. Because it's this type of Torah, these secrets of Kabbalah and the study of the Zohar Kodesh that can bring about the greatest Refuas HaNefesh and Refuas HaGuf. Physical cure and spiritual cure. V'alkein Oysim B'Lag B'Omer Simcha Gedoyla. Now you understand what we're celebrating on Lag B'Omer. What's the big joy? The big Hainu B'Yoyim Histalkus Hatana Rashbi. The day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away. Al Shezuchinu Shehishir Lanu. We're not happy that he left. We're happy that he left behind a bomb. He left behind nuclear warfare. He left behind this treasure, Shetishor Ledore Doros, which would remain for generations to come. Shaydezeh Nizke Lahasiko Yisbar Benes, through which we will be zecher to get to understand Hashem for real. Vizehu Bechinas, this is what's meant in the Pasuk in Chumash, where it says that when Yaakov Avinu and Lavan met, they made a treaty, if you recall, enact when they met, when they were about to part ways. They said, let's make a mizbeach here, and they set up a pile of stones, and they said, Eid Hagal Hazer. This pile of stones will serve as testimony that you're not going to do anything to hurt me, and I'm not going to do anything to hurt you. If you recall, this was between Lavan and Yaakov. And the Chumash says that Yaakov Avinu called it Gal, and Lavan called it Yigar Sahadusa. A testimony, you know, a mizbeach of testimony. Rav Moshe Zal says now, V'zeh b'chinas eid hagal hazeh. This is what's meant in the Pasuk in Chumash, where it talks about Lavan and Yaakov Avinu making this monument, and they said, this gal means pile of stones, will be an aid, will serve as testimony. Kemo shekosuv b'kisvei harizal, the Arizal says that Pasuk is merames to Lag Boimer. Gal is the same letters as Lag. This is a remez to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Vizehu Eid Daika. Rav Moshe Zal says, look what it says. Eid Hagal. Gal, which represents Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who passed away on Gal Boomer. Gal is the aid, is the witness, the testimony, that Mesechta Edius that we spoke about before. Bechinas Mesechta Edius, Sheneshab Ral Yodoi. This is that Mesechta in Shas, which Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who had the schus in making it happen. Shehi Bechirta, which is the choicest Mesechta in Shas, Shehi Bechinas HaHashoro Shel HaTzadikim Amitim, Shemashirim Lahoidam Alidei Talmideim, Shemiitim Mishmo, Mashashamo Vekibla Mehem Halocha L'maisa. That Mesechta is the summary of all the testimony of the students of what they heard from their rabbis. How even after their rabbis died, the rabbis left behind packages of Torah, packages which when we would learn it, we'll get to understand Hashem through it. This is how we are zeichet to understand Hashem and to come to recognize Hashem. Shezehu bechinas edus. This is called testimony in Yiddishkeit. The concept of being zeichet to recognize that there is a Hashem is called edus. Ki ha-Torah nikra edus. Because we find that the Torah in its entirety is called testimony. The Torah testifies to the existence of Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal explains in the Kutei Halachos that in Hilchas Eidos that any Jew who will study the Torah properly will be able to see that there's no way in a trillion years that any human being or any number of 5 million professors could ever have designed the Torah. It's something that's so far beyond anything that any human being could ever have designed. So the Torah testifies to the existence of Hashem. It's Eidos. Meaning, the Iker HaTorah, and the most important portion of Torah is, Nimsheches al yidei Eidos HaTalmidim, is brought through the testimony of Talmidim, Shemeidim Mashishomu Merabam, where they get together and they tell over what they heard from their Rebbe. Shezehu bechinas mesechta edius. This is the concept of this mesechta in Shas. Shehi bechirta de kula Shas, which is the choicest portion of all of Shas. Now here's a very interesting point, because this is one of the things that there are certain people who learn Gemara and Shulchan Aruch And they make fun of the Hasidim. Why do they make fun of Hasidim? Because you know what Hasidim are? Hasidim don't learn. They never get together to learn. You know what they get to do? They get together to shoot the breeze, to tell over. This one says what he heard from his Rebbe, and this one says what he heard from his Rebbe, and it's the biggest joke in the world because they're not even Jewish. When Jews get together, they're supposed to learn Gemara, they're supposed to learn Chumash. This business of getting together and telling over what you heard from your Rebbe is for kindergarten. And little do these jokers know that if they look in their Gemara, they think they're the masters of Shas. They own Shas. Chassidim have nothing to do with Shas. They're the ones who are the masters of Shas. In Shas, the Gemara says that the choicest Masechta in Shas came into being when they were a group, when they let in all of these Talmidim, including the Riffraff. And each one got up and told over what he heard from his Rebbe. That became the choices. That's called Bechirta de Kula Shas. Now, here again, how did this come about? Because unfortunately, there are certain other Hasidim, there are certain people who, when they get together, they tell baloney nonsense. They tell over their Hasidic Shemaises, some of them, which have no... Rabbi Nizal once said that unfortunately, the majority of stories that are told by Hasidim or written in Sporim of Hasidim, Rabbi Nizal said most of them, we're not sure whether they were told after the fourth cup or the fifth cup. Whether the guy who told us to write this, whether he had four cups of wine or five cups of wine. Unfortunately, among the Olam HaChassidi, there has become a perversion, unfortunately, where again, every Tom, Dick, and Harry gets up and makes himself a Hasidic Rebbe and starts his own new Hasidus, and again, he's got to have a whole heritage, so he invents stories and stuff, and it becomes a whole thing. And there is such a thing. But you can't write off. So, and some people, as a result of that, they write off the Baal Shem Tov. They write off. So all Hasidim are nonsense when it's not really true. It's not true. The Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nizal himself said that all the stories that are written about the Baal Shem Tov are either true. They either mamish happened in most cases, the Shvach of Baal Shem Tov, or one thing you can be sure: anything that's written about him, he definitely was capable of doing. Whereas the stories that are written about others, you have to choose. You have to know who you're hearing it from. If you're hearing it from an authentic source, it's one thing, and if not, not. But here we're being shown that the Bechirta, the Kula Shas, the choices portion of Shas, is this type of thing. One of Rav Moshe Zal's closest Talmidim, his name was Rav Moshe Breslover, they called him. And he once said, there's a statement in the Gemara where the Gemara says, Godol Shimusha Shel Torah Yoser Milimudo. The Gemara says you can learn more by serving a Talmud Chacham than you can by reading the books. Because when you serve a Talmud Chacham, you get to watch him in action. You can learn a lot of details in Torah that you won't always see in a Sefer. When you're learning the Sefer itself, you won't always see it yourself. This is what the Gemara says. This rabbi, Rav Moshe Breslover, said as a joke, but a serious joke, Godol Shmuzin Shel Torah Yoser Melimuda. That when you get the right kind of people who get together and they're sitting around and there's no svar, the closed book, they're not sitting and quoting a Gemara, they're having a discussion about Yiddishkeit. Where again, this one is telling over what he heard from his Rebbe, Musar, a story, something like that. Very often, a person can get much more inspiration and information about Yiddishkeit through that than they'll get if they would have used the same amount of time to read one page of Chumash or one page of this. Because sometimes these kinds of shmuzen, as they're called in Yiddish, are more powerful than anything else. As the Gemara shows here, that even in Gemara, not all the Gemaras are equal. This particular Gemara, which came into being through each one telling over what he heard from his Rebbe, that's considered the choicest section of Torah. Rav Moshe Zal explains now, Ki afal pi she'adayin enonu yoidim u'mevinin klal sisrei ha-Torah she'gila Rav Shimon Lichoi b'zoyer v'tikunim, even though we don't fully understand today the secrets of Torah that are written in the Zohar HaKodesh and in Tikkuni Zohar, afal pi kein hu tikun godol l'nafshenu. Despite that, it makes a major tikkun for our neshamos, even if we don't understand it completely. Ki kvar oso veheichen lanu kelim nifloim v'tikunim gedolim al yidei darkei toroso hakdoshe shegila. Because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal by revealing these secrets of Torah, he's already prepared all the machinery and everything that's needed that the light of Hashem should be able to come into this world and should be able to shine. Shayidei zeh, by his preparing all of that, mi sheroitze lehisyageya, any person who's willing to put in the effort, levake shoyseizbor, to seek out Hashem, yuchal lovoi benoke lasogas elokus, will be able to easily get to understand deep items in understanding of Hashem, al yidei adrochim vakelim vatikunim shegula, through the drochim and all the things that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai are revealed in his sforim. Ki laham shechasogas elokus tzrichim kama vekama tzintzumim v'chinas kelim v'tikunim. Because we've learned earlier that in order to draw heavenly knowledge into this world, you have to prepare kelim, you have to prepare tzintzumim. Remember we spoke about this? And as a result of this, the Adam HaRishon's eating from the Eitz Hadas and all the other sins that happened afterwards, it's impossible for one generation of Yidden to be able to fix everything. Therefore, the great tzaddikim in every single generation struggle lahamshich tikunim nifloim, to bring new wondrous tikunim into the world, ulahashir brocha achrayim, and to see to it that even when they pass away, they leave a brocha behind, they leave their sfarim behind. Kedeshia benoke ledor achroin lahasagos yisborach im yirtzu levakshoi, so that it should be easy for the next generation, if they will want to search for Hashem, they'll be able to find him. By using the sforim that were written by the rabbis of the previous generation, they'll be able to find Hashem easily. The Alkein, Gam Achar Hatana Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Zochinu LeKisvei HaRizal. And therefore we find that even after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, hundreds of years later came the Arizal and revealed his writings. Shehoisif LeGalois Tikunim Yifloim. The Arizal revealed brand new things which Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had not revealed. There were secrets which Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai left hidden, and the Arizal came along and revealed them. V'chein b'doyroi seinu. And Rav Nosson Zal says, so too in our generation. Shehoyu mimois ha-Baal Shem Tov Zal ad achshov, from the time of the Baal Shem Tov till today. Also, the tzaddikim, the Baal Shem Tov and his students left behind sforim, through which the later generations have the ability to come close to Hashem. Umish, what? Look at the words here now. Umishahu bal nefesh, and a person who's a serious yid, v'doyresh es Hashem, and will go looking for Hashem, yuchal lohovin ma'at, es kol ma'asei toikvam ugvurosam shel atzadik magdoyim ha'muvchorim, she'osu v'tiknu lana v'chol dor v'dor, will be able to understand and realize what a fabulous job the tzaddikim of every generation have done in preparing for us their sforim and their talmidim, so that we today have it incredibly easy, if we want, to seek out Hashem. V'zeh ikar chiyusenu v'tikvosenu shana mechayim atzmon v'hashor ha'kdoisha sheshiru lanu g'day latzikim amitim ha'idei talmideim kanara. And this is our main source of life and hope. It's what the tzaddikim of all the previous generations have left for us. Their sforim and their students are our lifeline and our whole, you know, key to success.